is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
It's called 60 Second Chit Chat. It's where we call people, random businesses, and we have to talk about something that we all agree on, a certain topic. Today, it's us pretending that we are a radio show, and we're trying to get people on the air.
And you have to try and keep that person unknowingly on the air for, or on the phone for us, for 60 seconds.
That's why it's talking.
The 60 second chit chat. So we pick a topic, we pick a location. The topic was, you're on the air, the location is a convenience store. Let's see how Roy does.
Can help you.
Hi, who's this?
Nicole,
you're live with the Jack and Jack Show. We are looking for redneck inventions. Do you have a redneck invention?
No.
Do you know anyone that's ever done anything really redneck?
My friend Betty has.
Really? What did Betty do?
I'm not quite sure, but she can tell you.
Is this Betty? Can I help you?
Hi, this is the Jack and Jack Show. We're looking for redneck inventions. Is this Betty?
Nope, it ain't.
Oh, no.
You didn't make it, buddy.
She was not into it.
36 seconds.
That's it? Man, keeping people on the phone is typically easy for me.
I'm actually surprised it went that long.
Mm. Can we hear Betty again?
Friend Betty has.
Really? What did Betty do?
I'm not quite sure, but she can tell you.
This is the phone handoff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Betty's sitting next to her counting money.
Miss Betty, can I help you?
Hi, this is the Jack and Jack Show. We're looking for redneck inventions. Is this Betty?
Nope, it ain't.
But she just said...
I don't know what time it is. We're busy. People are trying to get coffee.
All right, Loren, same concept. Let's see how you do. Roy hit 36 seconds. We're looking to see if anybody could keep them on the phone for 60 seconds in a brand new 60-second chit-chat.
Okay, there's my one.
This is Jack and Jill. You're live. What do you want to say about your redneck invention?
Oh.
Immediately.
Wow.
That might be a new short record.
Yeah.
13 seconds. Yeah.
13 seconds. Like, oh, it's some stupid radio show.
If Roy can't get it done, I don't know if any of us are going to be able to get it done.
I'm not sure. I think I've won one. I think you won one. Roy's won multiple times. Mm-hmm. All right, let's try.
Good morning. This is Jay. How may I help you?
Hey, it's Mikey in the morning. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
All right, good. We understand you got a story for us. Go ahead.
I do what?
What did you want to say? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Says here you have a redneck invention idea for us.
No, I don't believe so.
You know anyone who did something like a redneck invention type thing? You know, like kind of rigged it to work?
No.
Got nothing for us this morning, huh?
Nothing at all.
Did you make it?
No, 40 seconds.
Who is longer, you or Roy?
I beat Roy by 4 seconds. Oh.
Man, that's a hard one. Calling people on. Nobody ever wants to talk to the radio.
So this came because we have a new text line. You can text the number 704-570-9595. We have a program where we can read your text messages. So we were taking stories, and we like to call you guys back if you have a good story. So we gave Nicole a number. We think we gave the person the wrong number.
And they still joined the show.
Yeah. Nicole randomly called someone by accident. You know, we gave Nicole the wrong number. It was supposed to be a story about, you know, breaking up with an ex or something. And we went to the person live on the radio, and she was like, what now?
What? I have a story about what?
But she played along.
And then we're like, yeah, okay, yeah. Well, this kind of happened to me, but she sure did. She played right along with it.
But behind the scenes, Nicole had to be like, hey, how you doing? You texted in? Hold on a second. We'll put you on.
And she's like, who? What?
Still to come.
I didn't text anyone, but okay.
Being impatient, put her on the air immediately. She's like, hey, what the heck? Yeah, man. Hey, we do have to get down to some business. Talking about Loren's weekend earlier this morning, we got a Facebook message from Marissa who said that her boyfriend gave her a, quote, free pass for this coming weekend.
Oh.
She wants to dive into the conversation, and she wants to know, like, does that mean that he doesn't love her anymore?
It's a trick.
Is it?
It's
all right,
a trap.
Let's discuss in less than 10 minutes.
Now it's your